How much water would you have to drink to die? Which mathematician was the leader of an extreme religious cult that forbade its members from talking or eating beans? How did an episode of Friends create one of the most widely believed medical myths? The answers to these questions and hundreds more can be found in my new book, Facts That Aren't True. Link in the description.
Yeah, so like my stance on it, right, is that like abortion is murder, and like when I say that, I mean like it ought to be defined as murder legally, because it's an unjustified killing of a human life. And then I would define a human life as a Homo sapien organism containing DNA from both mother and father human beings.
Okay, I probably should have written that down, but I can write down notes later, just because, you know, I want to track everything and just kind of dissect them. So I've never done a formalized I actually do very few formalized debates. I just kind of like go off the cuff and I just talk about, right, you know, mostly science related things and all that. But I'm a pro-choice person, I guess. No, I don't think you know, I don't take that to the extreme. Like, I think you probably heard me say this. I think it would be wrong for a person to say something like, or to do, or whatever, or just to say like, I have sex with the goal of getting pregnant with the goal of having abortions. I think that that would be wrong, right? I also think that... Okay. I also think that you shouldn't be able to go to Planned Parenthood 38 weeks in and there are absolutely no complications and say, you know what, I changed my mind. And the majority of people who are pro-choice, you know, agree with those types of stances. I don't agree. Now, I think that would be wrong. The second thing I just described, I don't know about murder, but I think it would be wrong. And again, I don't like sit around thinking about this particular kind of thing in terms of like getting definitions and stuff like that squared away or whatever. But I figured we could just like go down the line on things and figure out if there's like anything we can or like exactly what we disagree with.
And one of the things you mentioned there was that like one of the reasons you're okay with it being within the first trimester is because the fetus doesn't have a capacity to suffer. Did I understand that right?
That's part of it. Yeah.
Oh, so that, okay. So that's only part of it. Okay. So yes. I didn't get the other part, because if this is the case, I would ask you if like, so there's something called congenital insensitivity to pain, right? So that's,
yeah,
some
SIPA.
Humans.
Yep.
Yeah, right. So like some humans, they have this genetic mutation where the sensory neurons don't develop for the pain. So they don't have the ability to perceive pain. So I would ask, like, is it okay for us to take them out?
Right. So I would say no. And the reason is there's sort of a few layers of things that make that case different. There's a reason there's discretion here. One is part of the thing for the first trimester is I think it's permissible because the fetus is incapable of suffering at that point, which is part of it. But the more important part, and this is actually the main thing, is what's different in these two cases is if we kill the person that has SIPA or whatever that condition is, do they suffer? No. But what right do you have to take their life away? Now, you're probably thinking, well, this is raising alarm bells because that's what an abortion is. But it's a different right. case because I think the main crux and really the only argument I think, or at least the most effective argument, at least in my... For me, for the pro-choice side, is nobody has the right to use another person's body, even a fetus. And so that's what makes it complicated, because it's like, well, you don't have the right to life if it requires compromising the health of another individual person, is the biggest difference. Because in the SEPA, the person that can't feel pain, it's just utterly pointless. It stands in causal relationship to nothing at all, except to end their life. Whereas that's not what an abortion really is.
So what I would say about this, though, is that, like, so in the case of, because like you said, like when it like is a risk to the health of the person, right? So like say that somebody had a case that made them chronic physical pain and they couldn't take care of someone else physically, and then someone dropped off a baby on their doorstep, would they have the right to just kill that baby?
They don't have the right to kill it. And this is a weird sort of, I've heard, I think it was Matt Dillahunty, somebody proposed this to him once, and he said something like, no, I would call the cops, and whatever happens at that point isn't my fucking problem. And like everybody started applauding. I was like, Jesus Christ. So I mean, on the one hand, it's not your responsibility. So it's kind of this thing where I think it's morally permissible.
Well, even in the case of calling the cops, I would have answered him and said, well, was it your responsibility? Like, can you just do nothing? Can you just leave it there to die and that's okay?
So I don't exactly see what the logical argument that you are obligated to go out of the way for. It's kind of this weird thing where I don't think you could really present anything where it logically follows that you have that duty, but I still think it would be wrong. I think it would be like emotionally wrong not to, whatever the hell that means, but I don't know. A stranger cannot be charged with neglect. I don't think so. In a case, it would have to be the weirdest of weird circumstances. I mean, like, do you think if a stranger is walking down the road and somebody walks up to somebody and like hits them in the head with a baseball bat and they're like their scalp cracks open and they're just bleeding profusely, and that person just decides to just keep walking? And not because they thought they were in danger from the baseball bat person. Like, I don't know, picture that person just offs themselves right after they do that. Like, do you think if that person doesn't engage in a good Samaritan activity right then and there, do you think that they should be punished? You think the legal system should do that?
So I might need you to repeat it again so I can understand the situation exactly correctly.
I tried to tell a story and that made it complicated. But let's say, do you think that if somebody's walking down the road and they see somebody suffering and they just say, oh, damn, but they keep walking, do you think that that person, if it was found out, they should go to jail for that?
And this was like an adult. Well, yeah, that we actually do have... I forget actually what it's called, but you actually do have a duty to report something like that.
Sometimes, like a teacher
case that you talked about with the like a child being abandoned on your doorstep, you would actually face legal consequences if you did nothing. But like the reason I asked you maybe the question was like because right now obviously abortion is legal, and my argument is the fact of that it's morally wrong to be doing this and why it should be illegal, right? So I understand even like with legalities, there's going to be some things where we can say, well, it's legal, so what? So, but like, I'm explaining how, like, why, like, if we just made it legal to, take out black people, would that be like, would you consider, well, since it's legal, it's morally right to do so?
Yeah, no, I don't think what's legal is what is morally right.
Okay.
You know, these examples that we're talking about, they're cool, they're interesting. I don't think they really necessarily translate all that well to what we're talking about. So I want to present I think you heard the hypothetical I brought up, because murder is an unjustified killing. I think a lot of times people just say murder is the taking of an innocent life. Now, I don't think that that actually works. So the hypothetical I gave was you're rock climbing and you're tethered to somebody and something happens to them, like they start having a seizure or something like that. And so they can't hold on to anything, but they're tethered to you. And in this case, you just know that if you don't cut the rope, you're going to die too. It's going to end up pulling you off the mountain. So I think it's morally permissible to cut that rope to save your life. So do you agree with that?
Well, so you're talking, these are two adults that are rock climbing and one has gotten to an accident that's endangering the other. And is it okay for him to... So I would say this is okay, and I'll tell you why. So yep. If you cut that rope and the person who falls lives, this would be looked at as a success. But in the case of an abortion, if you had an abortion and the kid lived, that would be an unsuccessful abortion. So the problem here is the intent. It's kind of like I've seen people bring up the violinist argument, and yeah, that argument in itself is, it falls, right? Because again, if you detach the violinist and they lived, that would be successful. But in the case of an abortion, the main intent is to take the life of the child.
I would say that that's true. I want to go back to the example because it's a hypothetical, but we're adding hypotheticals to the hypothetical. And like, I'm not trying to gotcha on anything here, but like, we're just saying that we just know that they're going to die. Like, you're climbing El Capitan in Yosemite. It's like 3,000 feet tall. You just know that they are going to die. But I do think that that's not murder, even though you knowingly took an innocent life. And I'm pretty sure you agree on that, right?
In the case of the rock climber you're talking about, right?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I wouldn't consider that murder because the main intent was not to kill the person. It was to save your own life. That's why in the case of abortion, I'm against all forms of abortion, only with the exception of to save the mother's life, obviously.
Okay.
This is so rare in this case.
Yeah, and like you hold the exception, so that's fine. In the rock climbing case, we have an example of taking an innocent life. That's what happened, but it's not murder. Now, I think what we have to do is try to figure out why is it that in every case, terminating a fetus is an unjustified taking of a life? So, because cutting the rope stands in causal relationship to something else. It's to try to preserve your life and your well-being. Now, we can just take a... Let's just take... A early, because well, I don't.
One second, just when you say, when you say to, you also accept it for your well-being, right? So, like, if someone's yelling and that my well-being is I don't want to hear this person no more, you wouldn't justify me killing them, right?
No, because you have other options.
So
you can leave, for example.
Don't you see that in the same case as a pregnancy, you have other options?
Well, no, you either are pregnant or not.
Like, yeah, but your other option is that you take... So, like, when you say that it'll be your well-being, what do you mean by that? And maybe I should ask that.
Well, I think we're getting right into that, what was my intent. So let's take an example, because I don't think, like I said, the extreme late term, I think for convenience sake, that's not permissible. For the danger of the mother's life, we both agree that that's permissible. So let's take an early example, like 8 weeks or something like that. Do you agree that it's healthier for a woman to be not pregnant than to be pregnant?
Healthier?
Being pregnant carries with it health risks.
Being pregnant carries health. Sure, there's definitely health risks, just like health risk with walking to work, right?
Sure. So in this world where we ban abortion, what we would be doing is saying no matter what, even if it was involuntary or forced upon the woman, we are forcing you to have to live in a state where your health is compromised. Are you aware of any single example where, as a society, we allow for that?
Yeah, definitely. So in the case of the pandemic recently, there was a they were saying that it was really bad, and if you caught it, your risk of dying was really high and everything. But instead of just taking these people out when they caught it, we were forced to live in society with them. So yeah, we don't just take people out because there's a risk by other people of them getting sick or something like this.
I don't really see how that's a good example, but I don't think it's the same thing because nobody has like there's a risk. There is always a risk for any kind of, in this case we're talking about infectious disease. There's always the risk for that, but it's an unknown risk. You can statistically sort of predict it, but it's completely unknown. In the case of pregnancy, we just know for a fact you either are pregnant or you are not pregnant. And we're imagining a hypothetical
Yeah, but
where it's.
not every pregnancy carries risks, and with the advancements of
Well, that's
technology
just not
today,
true,
we
though.
actually have like a huge advance to stay healthy while pregnant.
That's true. Not every pregnancy is the same. They don't always carry the same health risks, but to say that not every pregnancy does carry health risks, that's just not true.
Yeah, well, like if someone's kid got like sick and it was like super contagious, you wouldn't say like, yeah, they can take this kid out now because it's a health risk to them, right?
Yeah, but don't you think that it would be wrong to capitulate to the parents saying, no, I don't care that my kid has, measles. They're going to go to public school. That would be wrong for the parent to try to insist that they have that right, don't you think? Because that would be putting other people in danger. Like, you don't have to kill them, but you can't force that on other people.
Well, in the case of the measles and the kids being sent to school, they can just be like barred from going to the school, right? That's where,
Yes.
but I was talking about strictly within the parent to the kid, right? Because like that's the argument, is that like because the pregnancy is a health risk to
Yes.
the parent, like the mom, it warrants it, like it justifies the killing of the kid. But I would say, well, we wouldn't do that if the kid was two and they caught some contagious disease, right?
Yes, but
You wouldn't say, yeah.
that's because, as I said earlier, there are options. You essentially have to either be pregnant. Now, again, we're dealing with a specific example of 8 weeks. We're not dealing with ending the pregnancy at 30 weeks and there's a very good survival chance and the child can go up for adoption. You know,
So you're against
we're
the
not
late term completely, right?
no, because of things like
Oh,
the
wait, you're
health
not
risk to the
against it?
not entirely because of things like the health risk to the mother. And possibly some other examples.
Okay, when you're saying how, okay, so maybe this is where I gotta figure this out then. What do you mean when you say health risk? Because I'm a
If it's late term and there's absolutely no reason why that child can't otherwise live, then I see no requirement for an abortion procedure in that case. If for some medically anomalous reason. I can't imagine one, but let's say it's like 30 weeks or something like that, and they just somehow know like we have to terminate the pregnancy. We can't incubate the child for whatever reason. I can't imagine an example where that would happen. But the alternative is, well, no, you have to carry out this pregnancy, even though it carries a significant risk of death for you or something like that. Then no, I do think that that would be permissible, and forcing the continuation of the pregnancy, I don't think would be justified in that case. But we both agree in exceptions for the life of the mother, even in late term. So what's the distinction we're going for here?
Well, so when you say even in late term, I'm struggling to think of a case of where in late term it's a risk to the mother's life so much so that we have to kill the child instead of her giving birth.
It has happened. There was a woman, I think it was in Texas, she died. She bled out because they couldn't give an abortion. Something happened. There was something wrong with the child, and I don't know what it was. What can happen is the child and the mother somehow can get separated inside the womb. There can be like a placental detachment or something. And what happens is the child can be in a state of imminent death. It's just known. But I think this is what happened in this case, something similar to this. The child was in a known state of imminent death, but they were so afraid of the new abortion laws that the doctor said, well, the child technically is still alive in you, and we can't do anything about it right now. So they had to wait. But in that time, there was some sort of sepsis or something that happened, and the woman died. And I just think that that's wrong. So there are odd examples that probably have names that I can't pronounce that I don't know off the top of my head, but they have happened.
So I don't know this example, but even if I granted with this example, like, so this is in the case though of like the mother will die otherwise.
Yeah, so like I just pulled up a quick headline here. A woman named...
But if it's not that case, just real quick, yeah, with the late term, if it's not that case, right, like where the mother's going to die, you don't think it should be allowed?
No, and like I think as a
state, you can abort a child at any stage.
Yeah, but that's... Those legislations exist in order to make it so that the case we were talking about doesn't happen, because even in those states like it was several years ago, but New York they legalized abortion all the way through, and people are like, oh my God, this is the most horrible thing, and people act like what that does is give you the permission or whatever we want to call it, the legal right or whatever, to just, for no reason at all, just at 38 weeks, just say, I just want an abortion, and they have to do it. That is not the case anywhere. It's that it can be done.
It is, though. There's been several different people who've done like the call-ins on live streams and showed you that like they can literally just say that they're not going to be able to take care of it, and they think it was a bad idea, and they were left alone, and they can't go through with it. And the lady on the other side, yeah, no problem.
Like people calling Planned Parenthood and saying stuff like,
yeah, that? Yeah, in these states, like Oregon, Minnesota, New Mexico, Michigan, New Jersey, Vermont, Maryland, all these places, they're allowed to do this.
I have never heard of that before. I don't know where you're getting this from. I mean, I'm on the Planned Parenthood website. Let's see. You can get an in-clinic abortion until 24 weeks or later in some cases. If you're under... No, that's just for if you're a minor. This doesn't really say too much. I've never heard of that. But like I said, I don't think that that's right. And as a society, what we'd have to do is have a robust sort of I guess you could call, some people call it a safety net, some people call it a welfare state, whatever, to try to afford these children a life to live, basically, even though it would be separated from their parent.
Yeah, so, okay, so you wouldn't, in those cases, then you don't think we should allow just like someone that's 8 months and they want to be like, oh, I just don't want this anymore. We shouldn't allow abortion. We should essentially force them to give birth.
Yeah, I guess in a way, or what you theoretically could.
So you in that case, though, you would be for forcing her to do something that is apparently a health risk to her.
No, she could. They could choose to deliver the child early, I suppose.
Right, that's what I mean. Like, if you were to force her to deliver the child, having the abortion.
No. If it's at the point of viability and she says, "I no longer wish to be pregnant," then I think what could happen is she could set up to have like a cesarean section or induce labor earlier than the natural point. I mean, quite a lot of births are planned nowadays. They induce it early.
The C-section, you wouldn't consider that like a health risk?
Well, it's being, how do you want to call it? It's being, what the hell is the word? What the hell is wrong with me? It's being consented to in this case. So that's categorically different.
Well, not if like the only choice is that, right? You're saying like if she's 8 months pregnant and she doesn't want the kid anymore, you're saying no, we won't kill the kid. We're going to make you have the kid, either induce the pregnancy or C-section, right? And that means you would be for forcing her to do something that is a health risk.
But it's...
Why not just go a step further and say no abortions?
So this is a little bit...
I think when I watched your video earlier and I'm hearing you talk, I think you do have like a sense that it's morally wrong to be doing this, right? Like it's morally wrong to be ending children's lives, right?
No, certainly not in the first trimester, and I don't have a problem with doing it for any reason. But we're using this edge case. So... But
why within the first trimester?
Because nobody has the right to use another person's body.
So it's about the rights of, I guess you would say it's about the rights of the mother superseding the rights of the child.
Yeah, in a sense. So like earlier I asked you to give me an example where society makes somebody, have to live in a state of health risk, and I don't think we actually came up with any, not really.
Well, I thought the C-19 was a good one, but another one I could give you is like the draft, right?
Yeah, that is probably the best example, but I don't necessarily think that the draft is okay. I don't think I'm against the death penalty too. I don't think the government has the right to decide who gets to live and who gets to die. I just don't.
But the women that are getting pregnant do?
They're not. So it's different. This is not the same thing as shooting
a random. I'm against the death penalty too, by the way.
Cool.
But yeah, like I think it's kind of contradicting if you're saying
no,
the government shouldn't decide who gets to live or die, but these women should.
Because that's really not what's going on here. This is not the equivalent of walking down the sidewalk and shooting somebody. It's really not the equivalent of shooting, you know what squatters are?
Mm-hmm.
It's not the equivalent of that either. What's happening is, and without making it too complicated, it comes back to nobody has the right to use another person's body. And if we, I don't want to get into the weeds with a hypothetical that we currently can't do yet. Maybe we could talk about it later. But what I would like to ask is, can you think of any example other than pregnancy in your mind where somebody has the right to use another person's body?
Well, that's why I said the draft, right?
In the weird sort of sense, the government is using your body in order to...
I'll also give you another really good example. In the case of the woman having the child, but the man wants nothing to do with it, he's got to use his body for the next 18 years to financially support that child. Legally. So that's another force of someone using their body or being forced to use their body for someone else.
You can literally choose not to, though.
No, you can't. You can't just sign off your rights. That's not how it works. The woman has to okay that. If you're the father of the child, you have to pay support. You can't just not do that.
Are you talking about... Well, yeah, you can. You'd go to jail.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can, and you go to jail. And then the government feeds... And then the government feeds... And then the government feeds and houses you and gives you free health care for the rest of your life.
Right. I'm forced, or I'm forced into jail. My body is forced again for someone else, the child.
Yeah, but you have the option not to.
But then they still force my body into prison. That's still using my body, right?
I don't really see how... I don't see how you going to prison is your body being used by somebody else or even for somebody else. I don't see how this is analogous.
Because it's for the child, right? I have to work to pay for the child, or I go to prison.
Yeah, you can choose not to. Yeah.
Right, just like women can choose not to have sex, right? Like, this is what you're doing right now.
Raped women don't choose to be raped, and you don't believe in an exception for that either.
Well, no, because in the case of this, right, I wouldn't think it was okay for, like, someone that's a mother of two twins that are 4 years old. I wouldn't think if she was raped that she should be able to go home and end her child's life because of that. Or better yet, I don't think she should be able to go over to the rapist's house and kill his kids that he has. So I don't think this is a really good argument, right, saying that, like, rape is a justification to kill the child.
What's the justification that the mother has to have her body used by the fetus? What I guess, why does the fetus have the right to use the mother's body?
Well, so the fetus is a baby, and that is a human being at their most vulnerable state that has no other choice but to be where it is. And it's doing exactly what it was meant to do. And I don't think we should end the life for something that is no fault of its own.
But what right does it have? It's not that rock climber's fault that they had a seizure, but we're agreed that it doesn't have the right to risk the life of the other person, so that life can justifiably be taken. In this case, there just isn't another option, and that's the dichotomy of it is kind of what makes it permissible.
Well, in the rock climber thing, again, that's like a self-defense case. That's not the same. Like your intention.
Yeah, a pregnancy would be self-defense. You're more healthy not being pregnant. Yeah, but you're more healthy being not pregnant than pregnant.
Well, that's not always the case, actually.
Yes, it is. Nobody, there's not a single example of somebody.
What are you defining by health then? What do you mean by health?
Health can't be defined. It's what you call
a weird argument to use.
No, not really, because there's these concepts called like a homeostatic cluster, which is something that stands in relation to other things, but can't be reduced to anything in particular. And health is that. So like, for example, shooting yourself in the foot, we would both agree, is unhealthy. Taking vitamins is healthy. But we can't say that the definition of healthy is taking multivitamins, because there's it's just simply far too complex. There are too many ways to skin that cat. So it's a cluster of things. And it just simply is never more healthy to be pregnant than not pregnant.
Well, again, I don't think this is actually always the case that it's more healthy to be pregnant than not pregnant, right?
I think you got that backwards, but I want to make sure we're not misunderstanding.
To be pregnant is more unhealthy, right?
Yes. That is always the case.
I don't think that's always the case.
That's just not true.
I would actually be able to argue that, like, not allowing the pregnancy to go through its natural process and ripping out body pieces would actually be unhealthy, way more unhealthy compared to going through the pregnancy. So, like, and you just admitted that, like,
well, you're saying really that an abortion procedure is more unhealthy than being pregnant.
Yeah,
that also can't possibly be true.
Our bodies were made, our bodies were biologically made for women, they were biologically made to be pregnant and give birth. They weren't biologically created to have shit ripped out of them.
So
I don't know, like, if you know how that process goes, but, like, a lot of the times there's other things that tear open, rip, they cut things they're not supposed to. That's not like a clean process that everybody goes through, and it's just willy-nilly.
Yes, I know, but the fact,
very unhealthy.
No, the fact that even if there had been 10 billion abortions done in history and only one person ever died from it, we could say that it, like, you could make the argument. You could say, oh, well, sometimes blank happens, but that would be so ridiculous. And the death rate from legal abortions is around 0.4 to 0.7 deaths per 100,000, whereas the death rate from pregnancy is 22.3 per 100,000. So pregnancy is vastly, vastly more dangerous than getting one of these procedures. It would be 22.3 divided by 0.4, well over 55 times. Well, we have to establish what we're talking about. An abortion is well over 55 times less dangerous. So I don't see how you can tell somebody there's option A, option B.
Well,
option
A,
hold on. This is an important point. This is an important point. I can't think of a single case where we ever tell people, look, there's two options, option A and option B. We know option A is way over 50 times safer, but you're just not allowed to do that one.
See, when you say safer, I just don't agree with your...
But we have the we have the statistics for the death rate.
So your statistics for the death rate, where is this from? Is it just in the United States?
Yes. Yeah, I wouldn't do global because there are a lot of developing places in the world that have more terrible health outcomes than we do.
It was how much?
22.3 per 100,000.
And then
for abortions, it's about zero. It's about 0.5
of the women dying.
Yeah,
but it's 100% of the baby dying.
Well, it's not 100%, but the point is, there have been children that have survived it, and pro-life groups use them as mouthpieces for whatever it is they do. So, but let's kind of rewind. How is it not self-defense?
Yeah, because you're not in the face of imminent death, so like taking a life is not justified. That's not self-defense, right? That would be like saying a 2-year-old came up and punched you, and then you fucking whipped him against the wall and killed him, and said, "Yeah, that was self-defense." That doesn't actually make any sense. That's not
I
self-defense.
agree, and I don't think that, again, I don't agree with the super late term for no reason whatsoever. So I think we do have discretion here, and it's because of the added element of, again, we're trying to go, but we kind of went away from it for a little while there. But like the 8-week, the random arbitrary example I gave, because I think first trimester is the better place to hash this out, because that was what Roe v. Wade was all about anyways, was first trimester.
But like, if your case is self-defense, I just don't understand why you're just not all about late-term abortion too, right? Like, it would be
Because there are
self-defense.
other options. You don't have to whip a you don't have to throw a 2-year-old against the wall as hard as you can. But currently, technologically, at 8 weeks, you either are pre well, it's we'd have to do it from the perspective of the fetus. But you either are on life support attached to the mother or you're not. There just isn't another option. And I don't necessarily think it's
Well, yeah, there is
good.
another option. You could wait some time
Nobody
and
has the
then
right to use
be
another
pregnant.
person's body. We went over that too.
Okay, but like if that so like if that's the threshold there, because like the there is other options. You just don't like the other option because of the right to use someone else's body. Well,
Yeah,
then
there's no
you would be able.
logical. I haven't ever heard a logical argument for why somebody else has the right
But
to
like
use
this
another
would be
person's
an
body.
argument also for people to just get rid of their kids at any time, right? Like we have to use our bodies to support our kids, right? Like we literally
No,
can't
you don't
just.
have to. You can choose to go to jail and be housed and fed and clothed and get free health care for the rest of your life.
So if your two options are do it or go to jail, you just said we don't ever do that. It's only two options, you're saying.
Yeah, well, the kid could also, this is also a pretty wild false dichotomy. The kid just could just be put up for adoption too.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah,
That's
so
what
put them up
could
for
happen. If
adoption. There's no,
she doesn't want to have the child, she could have go through the pregnancy
nobody has the right to
and
use another person's body. It's always going to circle back to that for, well, why don't you just wait a little bit longer? That will always be my response. So if you want to respond to that, you have to give me a
so then you're
reason
against
for why
child
somebody.
support. You're
What's
against
that?
child support? Like a man shouldn't have to pay child support then if he doesn't want to.
I could see myself probably thinking there are cases both for and against. So, like, but morally, well, yeah, here's the other thing that's going on that I wasn't paying attention to. We're conflating like morality and legality here. So morally, do I think that a parent should like a dad should just be able to walk away? I don't know. I mean, it sounds not quite right, but legally, do I think you should be able to do that? I mean, I guess, maybe. I don't know.
So,
What's your stance on that? Like,
no, you
do you have
shouldn't be
any
able to.
distinction between morality and legality with regard to
Well,
parent
I believe
abandonment?
that we should make our laws based off what's morally right. And that's why I said in the beginning, my stance is that when I say abortion is murder, I'm saying it ought to be considered legally murder as well, because it's an unjustified killing of another human being.
Right, yeah, I'm happy to come back to that, but what's your position on like a
Oh,
parent a
child
dad
support?
walking a well just a dad a parent choosing not to be involved with the kid's life anymore? What's your legal and moral take on it?
Yeah, so like, yeah, he should be held responsible for this, and morally, he should, of course, be involved.
Okay, so you think it's not morally good and it should be illegal, basically.
Right, like you should, it, like I agree with how it is right now, where if a man walks away, he's held legally responsible to pay for the child support. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. That's not the discussion that I'm really interested in having, but I'm trying to think of something here, but you can go ahead and say whatever you want.
Yeah, no, I was just I kind of. This is why, I think you should, even in the case of late term, you would be for forcing her to
No,
give birth
she can
first.
get a C-section or have it or have the pregnancy induced
Why can't she have an
as
abortion? What if she wants an abortion?
because there are other options.
Because there's other options earlier in the pregnancy as well.
Not unless you, no, there aren't, because the only other option
Well,
is
not
to
instant
force.
options, but not
Yeah.
everything in life should be given to you on a silver platter right away like that, right? I don't know what your argument of it being earlier means it's better. It doesn't make sense. And like again, if it's the right to use
What's
someone's body, you should have
better?
this.
I don't know what you're talking about. What am I arguing is better if it happens earlier?
The abortion, what do you mean?
I don't know what that statement meant. What did I say would be better?
Oh, you're saying when you say that in the if they can get rid of it instantly instead of like going through with the pregnancy and then taking the baby out of them, it's better, right? It's
You know
is that not
what?
what you're saying?
Let's imagine like a historical kind of example. Well, it actually still happens. And this is going to be a little bit like the rock climbing thing, but it's different. And then this leads me into a different hypothetical. There are hunter-gatherer tribes that still exist on our planet. There aren't a lot of them, but Papua New Guinea, it's a big island north of Australia. There are nomadic hunter-gatherer people that live there. They basically live in the Stone Age. There are some people there that have literally never seen anybody from the outside world. And some of them, anthropologists do go there to sort of study some of them. So they know about people from the outside world, but the only interaction they ever have is when people come to visit them. So these people, again, they're extremely low technologically. So they don't have a like a complex civilization. Now what they do is they have to move around. They can't stay in one place. They'll just die if that happens. Now, there's something that happens from time to time. A woman will have twins, and in these societies, they engage in infanticide with one of the twins. Because over the course of the tens of thousands of years they've lived there, these societies have come to understand that the mother simply cannot care for twins and keep up with the group. It will almost inevitably lead to the death of three people, the mother and the two children, or both children. So they engage in infanticide. Now, I think that this is one of those things that the majority of people look at and they think that is horrible, but I understand. I think it's morally permissible, kind of like the cutting of the rope. So I just want to know what you think about that.
Yeah, no, I definitely don't think it's morally permissible to kill children so that you can have a better life. That's crazy.
So in this example, I'm not sure if you actually heard me clearly. In this example, what happens is,
Yeah,
you have twins.
they've made a determination and future telling of what's going to happen if they keep the twins instead of letting them birth.
If they
So
keep the
like
twins, they
they don't
both.
care about their future prediction because that's not reality,
If they
right?
keep the twins, they'll both die. So you think that what should happen is that
They
they
don't
should
know that
keep.
for sure.
They've been living this way for tens of thousands of years, though. And you can sit like, philosophically problem of induction. We don't know the future with absolute certainty or anything like that. Well,
no, actually, just if they've been living that way for thousands of years, that would mean they don't know anything else. So, again, that's even more to my point. They don't know if they're actually going to die. They're just assuming this. Maybe it's some like
I don't think that that's a fair assessment at
like,
all.
Mayans used to like sacrifice babies because they believed that rain was coming, right? So like I'm not going to believe they're so underdeveloped, but they know so well that they won't be able to care for these twins. That doesn't actually like map out very well.
You don't think that over the course of existing for tens of thousands of years and hundreds upon hundreds of generations going by, they know this?
We've existed for years and years with slavery. Does that mean we need slavery to exist?
No, and this isn't analogous. Like
it is analogous because it's just a tradition that they held on to for thousands and thousands of years. That doesn't mean
it's not a tradition in the sense of this is something we believe in, like tailgating at football games or something like that.
You're saying you don't think they could develop their society to evolve to a point like ours.
In the future, they may, but the way things exist currently. But the thing with your hypothetical is I could just say, hey, you don't know that the abortion's going to lead to death. Maybe God will miraculously save them. So then you can't say that abortion is wrong. Like, we can't engage. That's too silly.
Wait a minute. I'm saying that we don't know that them keeping the twins will lead to them dying. That's not the same as saying we don't know if God.
What level? We have to do this differently. Let's just say, for the sake of the argument, that they know if I keep both of them, they'll both die. If I choose to kill one of them, then the other one will live to become an adult too. Do you still think it would be wrong to end the life of one of them?
Even in this hypothetical, which is completely impossible, and even if I granted that they could somehow know,
why
I wouldn't say it was justified, because it's not a justification to make someone else live longer to kill someone. That's not a justification. So like, should we be able to take people?
But you believe
out?
That a woman should take the risk of dying so that her baby should be able to live. So you do believe in that.
Wait, what?
You believe that the mother should take the risk of dying so that the fetus can live. So you do believe in that.
No, that's consistent. I'm saying both should get to live. What do you mean? It's consistent with my view.
But no, they don't both live. They both die. The twins will both die.
Right? At a later time, right? And at some natural cause or something, not by...
No, they're almost certainly going to starve to death.
But it's not the intent of another human killing them, right?
Yeah, but in this case, you know what's going to happen. Like, if I walk through that door, I know I'll be killed. But if I walk through that door, I know I won't be killed. Well, you have to walk through that first door anyways. That's not a great example. I just did that off the top of my head. But they're both for sure.
All you're saying,
I don't care if this is your position. Like, I'm not making a judgment or anything. Nobody I've ever talked to has really argued against this, but you're saying even if we knew both twins would die, it would not be okay to kill one of them so that the other one can live.
Yep.
Okay. Well, then.
Yeah, like it's consistent with my stance of I don't think it's okay to take a life just for an unjustified killing of a human being. I don't think that's okay ever. Like, even, like, in this sense of, like, someone living, like, this would, like, be, in that, if, logically, so if I was okay with killing that baby.
Why are you okay with the rock, why are you okay with cutting the rope in the rock climber, then? Because it's the same thing.
You're keeping yourself in that situation, and your intent is not to kill that person.
Yeah, it is. You know that they're going to die.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. We went over that. Wait, you're climbing El Capitan. You know that cutting that rope will kill them.
Again, that's not the intent of cutting the rope.
Yes, it is.
No, it's the intent of cutting the rope is killing them or saving yourself.
Aha. Uh-huh. The intent of engaging in the infanticide is to save one life. Instead, if we don't do it, both lives will be killed. It's the same thing as the rock climbing incident. Yes, it is.
It's not the same thing.
Two deaths or one death. The intention of taking...
Stop. To kill one. No,
stop.
In one, your
this is the exact
kill,
same thing.
The other one, your two... intent is to save yourself.
Two. No, it's the exact same thing. The only difference is the baby isn't killing the other baby, but they're the exact same thing otherwise. Two lives, both will inevitably die, unless we take one life with the intent of saving the other life. They're the exact same thing.
No, because listen, what's going on the mountain, right, is completely out of your control. Where the situation
having
you're
twins
talking
is out
about,
of your control.
No, it's not.
You can't
right?
choose to have twins.
No, I'm saying the killing of the twins, right? Like you can live with twins, right?
Just no, they can't in this case.
They're gonna die.
They can't in this case. Both kids are going to die because the mother cannot keep up with the rest of the group. She cannot get enough food. They'll die of malnutrition.
Yeah, so again, this is kind of irrelevant because
it's so not though, because it's the same thing. I haven't tied this into where I'm
are not to save the mother's life. An elective abortion is not to save the mother's life. So that's
we're not,
not
talking about abortion right now. We're talking about the purposeful taking of a life in order to save another life. We're talking about the inevitability of two deaths. Or
yeah, but like,
taking one so that one of them can live.
Okay. Never okay. I'm against
then you can't
the
support the rock climbing incident.
I'm against the death penalty even, I said. No, I can support the rock climbing incident. What do you mean?
They're the exact same thing, though.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not. Your intent is not to kill the person. Your intent is to save your own life.
Yes, and the intent in the infanticide is to save one of the twins' lives. It's
yeah,
the
but
same
to kill
thing.
The other one. No, it's
what
not.
What do you think happens in the rock climbing incident? You kill the other
here.
One.
There's two intentions here, where with the rock climbing section, the rock climbing situation, there's only one.
Two intentions? What do you mean?
Yeah, your intention is to kill one to save the other. The intention of the rock climber is to save himself only.
It's to kill one to save the other.
No, his intention isn't to kill the other. Just to save himself is the only intention. If that other rock climber
fell, the intention of the mother is to save one of the children.
So if the other
it's the same thing.
If they killed the other kid but the kid lives somehow, that would be successful.
If they killed the kid but what?
How would that work?
What?
If they thought they killed the kid but somehow the kid lived. Would that be considered successful or would they continue killing the kid?
I don't really. So like they smash its head with a rock and somehow it lives.
Yeah,
should they smash its head again?
Well, do they? I'm saying like, or do they actually say, you know what? It lived. Let's keep it.
No, I don't think they do that because they know with as much certainty as they need to that they can't support twins. They'll both die and the mother will likely die too.
Right, so that's my point. It's like when the mother does that, she's not saying, I hope this kid lives. When you cut the rock climber off, you're like, shit, I hope they live through that.
We went over this in that hypothetical. You know they're going to die. You don't get to tell me what my hypothetical is. We went over this. You know the rock climber's going to die because you're on like a 3,000-foot ledge or something like that. But when, I mean, if we're just getting... I already said this, but if we're just going to insert the, well, maybe they'll live thing, then you can't poo-poo abortion because maybe it'll live.
That's not an abortion. That's the difference, right?
No, an abortion is a procedure with the intent to end a life. It's not the ending of a life. So, like, your
Wait,
God, your
what?
God, if, why doesn't your God just quit lacking and save all these babies that are aborted? Your God can do that.
Well, so now you want to go into if God real, why bad things happen?
Like, no, I don't want to have a discussion on
that's
that.
That's not even the debate.
So anyways,
we're having, right?
So anyways, we spent so much longer on the infanticide thing than I wanted to. And this was the general point I was going to make. The problem with the 8-week case we've been talking about is there are only two options from the mother's perspective and from the fetus's perspective. I either am pregnant or I'm not. And then from the fetus, I'm either on life support, requiring the use of somebody else's body, or I will perish. Now, for the people, the nomadic people that engage in infanticide, most people think that it's permissible, even though it's kind of in a way not good. But instead of producing two deaths, it produces one life. So they see the calculus there and they think it's justifiable. However, that's because they're in a state where they don't have other options because of the low technological state that they find themselves in or whatever. So I think this is not the world we live in. But like, for example, if we somehow could incubate like 8-week-old embryos or whatever, then kind of like the late term example with viability or whatever, then I would say that, yeah, that could be a case where we now live in a world where no abortion ever has to take place. And that would be fine. We just don't happen to live in that world. So that was kind of the point. I mean, you disagreed with the first part of that, the infant. So we can't really, there's not really anything to dissect there. Probably. Are you completely against the mifepristone as well and plan B? Well, we'll start with plan B. Are you against plan B? And do you know how it works?
Yeah, I would actually, if it was like my choice, I would actually take away like probably all forms of birth control besides like condoms and
IUDs.
I don't know how safe IUDs are, but because there's been some weird shit about that, but maybe that too. But other than that, no, because like it actually has like a really bad effect on the people taking this shit, especially like plan B. This is something that like people don't realize what they're doing to their fucking body when they put that shit in them. So like it's not only doing the thing they want it to do, it's doing a whole lot of other shit.
Well, I don't know what you mean. We don't have to get into that, but so an abortion is ending of a pregnancy. This is the kind of a thing where it's like we're being nitpicky on the words. An abortion ends a pregnancy. Plan B doesn't end a pregnancy. It prevents a pregnancy from happening. But technically, the egg is fertilized and it's gone through some cell divisions at that point. So you're against it because you think it's still a human life, so it's wrong to...
Wait, with the plan B part?
Yeah.
No. The plan B, I said it was, I would be against those things because of the negative health effects, like the huge health effects that it has on the women.
Do you think a fertilized egg...
It's actually, like, there's studies that show that taking too much of this can lead to cancers and everything. So, yeah. Well, I'd be against a lot of medications, though, right? Like, I don't think we should be giving kids all these ADHD medicines we give them, shit like this. Like, I'd be against a lot of medicines because there's a lot of fucked up shit they're doing to us.
Well, it's a little weird because you're taking away consent, informed consent, but I don't want to get into that. Do you think a fertilized egg is a human?
I think a fertilized... Yeah, I said from conception is the... from the sperm egg infusion all the way up to death is the human life.
Plan B makes it so that human now will die, certainly. So I don't understand why you're not against Plan B from that angle.
Well, there's I'm actually that's not the angle I go with these other arguments because I can attack it from a whole different angle with the medications.
But like I understand what you said that I don't think women should take plan B because they don't understand the risks that it has, or even if they do understand the risks that it has, then it's still so unhealthy that they shouldn't do that. That doesn't make any sense unless you think alcohol and tobacco should also be illegal. If you do, then based. But actually, I don't want to debate it, but just yes, no. Do you think they should be?
Alcohol and tobacco.
Yeah.
Alcohol, I don't see the greatest arguments for it, but for tobacco, yeah, I would actually take the UK approach of like it's basically grandfathering it out. So anyone that's like, if we were to start it now, you can buy cigarettes at like 21, say. Next year, you'd only be able to buy them at 22, and then it go up until nobody can buy them anymore. Nobody lives that long, and it basically make it so anyone who does smoke doesn't ever have to stop. But we'd take it out of society slowly. That's what I would do with tobacco.
That's a little weird because alcohol is far more destructive to society than tobacco is. It's odd. It's also it just doesn't fit with the
I
plan
think
B
it's
thing.
the, well, it's actually the people drinking the alcohol and how much they drink. That's the negative effect, where with the tobacco, it doesn't matter, right? It's not about the amount. It's all bad. So like that's why, where like with alcohol, you could actually have it in moderation and it wouldn't actually be bad for you. There's actually ways it could be good for you in the cases of wine and stuff.
I don't agree with all that, but I don't want to have that discussion. And
No.
I only have about 10 more minutes here, but
Yeah, we can always talk about this
so
stuff at another time. I've watched a lot of your things, so I've seen a lot of your views and stuff before, so.
sure. So you did you know that Plan B prevents what is, in your view, a human being from it completely disables them to be able to exist. I'm trying to find the way to, like, it prevents a pregnancy from happening, but we have a human being, and you're ending that human being's life. Like, it doesn't directly kill
Yeah.
them, but it makes it so they
Right.
can't implant and they will die.
Yeah,
That's
that's why.
murder in your worldview. I don't see how it's not.
So my argument isn't about you shouldn't be able to prevent pregnancy. My argument is about you shouldn't be able to murder a child.
But how is this not
That's
murder? That's my question.
What do you mean, how is it not murder? No, I just said to you that, like, with the when it comes to the medications, there's a lot of other things I would add into it. That's why I attack this plan B argument at a different way, right?
I'm not, but the problem is I'm not trying to get you to convince me. Oh yeah, I agree. It would be unhealthy, so there shouldn't be plan B. I'm just asking you on your own terms because this sounds like a total contradiction. How is Plan B not murdering a child in your view?
I didn't say it's not murdering.
Well, then that would be, I don't understand why not.
Like the IUD is, in that case, it's different. And then the condoms, it's different as well.
Yeah,
That's why, like, I'd be okay with these ones.
but Plan B's not like that. Plan B,
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're talking about like the morning after pill, right? The one they take after when they probably are pregnant. Yeah. That's why I'd be
Well, you're
against
not
that.
pregnant the morning after. It
It's
takes
not,
more time than that,
well,
but
like you know what I mean, like that
yeah.
they're preventing that from happening. So like that's why I would be again, because
Plan
like in
B,
every case
but
that's
pull.
not happening though with plan B. That's why like I'm not here trying to argue plan B. I argue abortion, because in every
But
case of abortion, the
you
baby dies.
have to be consistent. Plan B doesn't prevent conception. It lets conception happen, and then it makes it so that life, which according to you is a child, will be snuffed out. it can right, only yeah, that, be like, murder.
Killing
in your
the
case.
Baby, killing the baby is the reason that Plan B, like, that's the first reason Plan B should be abolished. And, like, for people that want to say that it's not a baby, right? I have the arguments of how bad it is for you. The growing studies of how it leads to cancers if you take too much of it. The amount of people who have like menstrual changes because of it. The people who experience, almost everybody experiences vomiting and nausea after it. That must be fucking something going on there if everyone's puking off of it. Like it's a the and then
you're, I don't think you that know, many people die from it.
Well, maybe they don't directly die instantly from it. But like I said, the facts that we have studies that it's leading to cancers if you take too much of this shit.
I don't think anybody takes Plan B for like their mints or anything like that.
I don't know, man. The way that this society has gone, these chicks think this shit is just like the answer, right? Like, you know, these I can just take the morning after pill. You know, like it's I don't know.
I do have to go here, but I wonder if I just want to get your take on a couple of, well, there's really only one thing I can think of, but you know, for me, the fertilized egg thing. You know, a lot of pro-choice people, they even when it's like, you know, several weeks into the pregnancy, they say it's not a human, it's a tumor, stuff like that. I really hate that. I honestly do. I think that a fertilized egg is a human, but I don't think it's a person, and I don't think it has legal personhood. The legal personhood thing would stem from, well, do its rights supersede somebody else's, in this case, the mother's? And I don't think so. But it's not a person. What the hell could that mean? Well, we do say that without even really thinking about it, we do use these terms totally differently. Nobody says how many humans are buried in Arlington Cemetery. They say how many bodies there are. And for me, like a fertilized egg, it's a human, like categorically, but I don't think it's a person because I think a person is a human with a mind and a zygote just doesn't have that. So I'm just curious as to what you think about that.
Well, no, I think if you saw a body, you'd say whose body is that, right? Like not like, in,
well, you would say who was that, not who.
I would say how many people are in that cemetery, like, you know. Well, I even have a joke that I say driving by a cemetery, people are just dying to get in there, you know, like,
but think about it. If you saw a dead body, you wouldn't really say, I mean, you might say it, but I think what we really mean is we wouldn't mean who is that. We'd mean who was that. Cause what's the identity of a corpse? That just doesn't make any sense. They don't have a subjective experience anymore.
But they were a person. When you say legal personhood, maybe we'd have to do this another time because, like, I'd really want to break down what you mean by legal personhood. Like, what gives them legal personhood?
Well, the Constitution, according to the Constitution, they don't have legal personhood because the Constitution says that you have to be born.
But we still charge someone for double homicide if they kill a pregnant woman and her baby dies too. So like
that does happen. That does happen, but the Constitution,
like, you wouldn't say like a dude that stabs a woman and only the baby dies, like she's a pregnant woman and only the baby dies. You wouldn't say, oh, we shouldn't give him murder. We should only give him assault, an attempted murder.
I mean, honestly, I could see it happening. I don't know how it is adjudicated, and like, I don't have a problem with that, but it is still the fact that what the Constitution actually says is, you have to be born. And if you want to change it, I mean, like, I guess go right ahead. But anyways, there's probably other things centered around that. Well, now I don't even remember what the hell I was going to say. Oh, like, carry out a life insurance policy on it. If it's a person, then you should be able to, right? No. Now, a life insurance company would absolutely never do that because pregnancies end naturally too often and they wouldn't be able to make any money because that's all they care about is making money. They don't care about life at all, really. Yeah. What's your hot take? Should you be able to take out a life insurance policy on an embryo? Should you be able to put it on your health insurance plan?
No. Definitely.
Why not?
Definitely not.
Why not? If it's a person.
Yeah, so like the whole thing is
why are you okay with the government allowing an insurance company to not recognize the personhood of an embryo?
It would be hard. Like, it's hard for you to go get life insurance on someone else now.
But not impossible. And right now, the government endorses that insurance companies are allowed to hold the position that an unborn child is ineligible for life insurance or health insurance, actually, any kind. You can't do it on your taxes either. You cannot claim. You cannot claim a when you're pregnant. You can't claim a dependent either. So, the government really clearly has this view of it's a little bit schizophrenic, like, you know, in the murder case. I mean, my honest opinion on that is murderers are horrible people, and maybe we should incentivize doing everything we can to punish them as much as we can. I honestly think that's the actual rationale that they have, and also it is just absolutely horrendous and traumatizing when something like that happens, and there should be a punishment that reflects it. But no, I think it's just really pretty clear that the government doesn't actually think that somebody who isn't born has rights. Or the same rights. I guess we could say it one of those two ways.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that they're... I mean, I wouldn't say me not giving them access to life insurance would mean I'm saying that they're not people. Right?
Well, I mean, you're not saying it, but the government is endorsing... And it's not even that they're not people. It's that they're saying they don't get the right to it. And like, you don't have the right to insurance, but you should have the right to be eligible for it. And according to them, you're not. And according to the government, they're okay with it. I don't know. And I think that's just a pragmatic. I'm not really sitting here arguing that it should be different. I think just from the pragmatic sense of it, and I think abortion is a pragmatic issue. I think there's a morality issue to it as well, but like a pretty substantial one. But yeah. Anyways, I mean, we did an hour and a half. Too,
right? You know how many women would like call in and lie and say they're pregnant? You know what I'm saying? Like, the mess it would take to actually confirm all these chicks are pregnant, bro. That'd be insane. You'd have everybody calling in saying, yeah, I'm pregnant. I need life insurance on this.
I don't think you can forfeit your worldview based on convenience, though. That doesn't make any sense to me.
No, my worldview is it doesn't change whether I give them life insurance or not. That's not the point. My point is how much of a mess it would be for society if insurance companies were getting... They already deal with fraud all the time. The amount of fraud that would go up.
Well, I already said my piece on it, but... Just because we kind of got sidetracked, just like if you can quickly, because I got to go here, but yeah. your take, like my whole thing I said about, well, a person is a human with a mind, and a zygote is missing one of those things. So it's a human, but it's not a person.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I would consider all human in person, right? Like I value human life all the same, regardless of like mental deficiencies or abilities to perceive certain things. Human life is what I value.
So you just think that human and person just mean the same thing?
No, not that, because I do understand the difference when people are talking about human and person. But I value human life. And there would be things that I think you could attribute to a person that you could also attribute to a pig. And I don't think this is a, you know, I don't care about pigs. I love bacon. I'm going to eat bacon until I die.
I had bacon last night for dinner. And this morning for breakfast. Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, that was fine. And yeah, this isn't like my thing, but I do believe in it. And so, you know, I want to engage in it so that I can have somebody tell me I'm wrong. So I can try to think of, okay, maybe that particular belief I have actually is a mess and doesn't make any sense. So how can I, like, you know, refine this?